Hong Kong announced today it is closing many of its border crossings with mainland China because of the coronavirus outbreak. There are now more than 4,500 cases, mostly in China, and hospitals in the epicenter of Wuhan are dealing with a shortage of testing kits. The United States, where just a handful of cases have been identified, has expanded screening of air travelers to 20 domestic airports, and a number of U.S. companies are working to develop a vaccine, including Moderna, which has partnered with the National Institutes of Health. And joining us now is that company's president, Dr. Stephen Hoge. Dr. Hoge, welcome.
Thank you.
So how do you and your scientists approach developing a vaccine for something like this coronavirus, which starts out transmitting from animals to humans and then apparently is passed from person to person?
The first question is, what are the antigens or proteins on the surface of the virus that if the immune system can learn to attack and protect the body from, the immune system might be able to prevent an infection in a human? And so one of the first things that had to happen, which actually didn't happen at Moderna but happened in China, was the sequencing of the genome of the virus and the identification of all of the proteins that are in that virus. That work enabled many different groups, including ourselves, to start identifying potential proteins that we could express and use in a vaccine context. And in fact, ourselves and the Vaccine Research Center at the National Institute of Health both identified a protein called the spike protein that for coronaviruses is particularly important for protection. So we've gone about starting to manufacture a vaccine against that spike protein, which we will then administer to human subjects in a phase one clinical study in the next months that will expose their immune system to those proteins on the surface of the virus without actually giving them the viral infection itself. Mm-hmm. And that'll give their immune system a chance to learn about how to protect against that kind of foreign infection. And obviously the hope here is that that chance to vaccinate the immune system, teach the immune system about how to mount an immune response against the virus before you see it, will actually play a role in stopping the spread of the disease.
So in order for that to happen, is there like a plane that leaves Wuhan with a vial with the coronavirus in it that goes directly to your lab?
Not in this case, no. We're in a digital age. And so what actually happened was that the Chinese government sequenced the virus when they were confident they had the sequence right. They posted it into an NIH database, a publicly available gene bank database. And the moment they did that, everybody who's interested in these sort of public health emergencies or working on vaccines, and ourselves included, was able to download that information and start working from there.
So how far along in the process are you, and how much is time of the essence because of how quickly this disease is spreading?
Our approach over the last number of years is we've been building a platform based on something called messenger RNA technology. What messenger RNA is, it's essentially the software of life. It can be used to encode for the expression of any protein if you just administer those instructions. And so we've been building a platform to advance a large portfolio of medicines across vaccines and therapeutics using that messenger RNA technology. We can essentially use the same ingredients for every drug we make. We actually were able, as soon as we designed the sequence, we almost instantly started the process of manufacturing both the research reagents and the clinical stage material, which is called the GMP or good manufacturing process material. The goal is to get that in the hands of the U.S. government in the very near term so that they can conduct a phase one study.
I have to say, Dr. Hoge, listening to you talk about this, and this is something that's so new to the entire world, this particular coronavirus, you sound very confident that with this challenge in front of you, you'll be able to find a vaccine pretty quickly.
Well, I think there's a tremendous amount of risk and uncertainty. And what I think we are confident we can do is manufacture a vaccine that we will be able to get into humans. And I think the body of work that we've done over the last number of years also gives us confidence that that will be safe and well tolerated. What I don't think we know, anybody will know, until we run those studies and subsequent studies, is when we make that spike protein and generate an immune response to it, is that immune response to the spike protein enough to protect those patients from the novel coronavirus? And unfortunately, that's not something that you can be sure of until you've run the clinical experiments.
And is it very dangerous to test this in humans?
The vaccine itself, we don't believe so. In fact, the same composition, essentially the same ingredients, the same materials, we have injected in over 1,000 people in vaccine studies. That doesn't exclude the possibility that the coronavirus proteins that we express might have some tolerability signal or even, God forbid, some sort of safety signal. But it seems relatively unlikely at this point, given the body of data we have, and therefore we think a pretty low risk from a safety perspective.
That is Dr. Stephen Hoge, who is president of Moderna. That's a biotech company working with the National Institutes of Health to develop a vaccine for the coronavirus. Dr. Hoge, thanks for joining us and good luck.
Thank you for your time.